see.
When I look,
when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through
the promised land.
The promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. And there is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, and no more tears to fill our eyes. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. What a day.
I wish everybody would stand and worship with his beautiful words.
Hallelujah. There'll be no sorrow there.
No sorrow.
Listen.
No more burdens.
No more burdens to bear.
Oh,
you got a
no
handful of them right now.
And no pain.
Oh, yes.
And no more pain.
Well, we got a great broadcast today, and I wanted to really get to the meat of the subject at hand. We're going to talk about when the restrainer is gone. When the Holy Ghost, our restrainer, is gone back to heaven as the centrality of his operation, and this world is turned over to the devil to rule for 7 years, my dear friend, we got to talk about this subject today. Now, who is the restrainer? The Holy Ghost of God. The third member of the triune Godhead, the Holy Ghost, is the restrainer. Whatever the Father or the Son does, the Holy Ghost is the activity of that action. It's the going forth of that action. You can find it from Genesis chapter 1 all the way through the Bible. That God the Father thinks it, God the Son says it, and God the Holy Ghost does it. Hear that again now. God the Father thinks it, God the Son says it, and God the Holy Ghost does it. That's the operation of the Trinity. And it is harmonious together. Each of those three members act in unison. Never is there a separation of their action, but always they are central in their emotion together and their action together. And it's a beautiful picture to study the Bible as it relates to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now, we're going to talk about this third member of the triune Godhead, the restrainer. The restrainer. It is beautiful. Let me just read you one little verse, just trying to open up your understanding. And the earth was without form. And the earth was without form. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And notice, and the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God, creation, God the Father, God the Father desired it and proclaimed it and was ready to act upon it. The Son was the Word, and He created it, and the Holy Ghost was the going forth of that creative power. And so there it is, right in the beginning of the book of Genesis and all through the great book of Revelation, the Holy Ghost is the restrainer. He acts for the Father, and He acts for the Son. And listen to me. I want you to hear me clearly. The devil cannot take over this world. He has tried many times. He's made many messes. We're in a mess right now. It's all the doing of evil, all the doing of the work of evil. And much of it is a result of our sins. You realize how many babies we probably killed the last 24 hours around the globe, and thousands of them right here in America. My friend, you can't kill God's creation, sons and daughters, in mother's womb and get by but so long, because God is a God of judgment and justice and mercy. Always there's mercy mixed in His judgment. All you got to do is repent. Turn from that wicked way. Turn from that ungodly action. Turn from those sorrowful things that you are involved in, and turn to God, and God will forgive you. And so I want to talk today about this restrainer, and I want to cry out for the church world. Everybody listening to me, hey, please reach over and hit the share button and share this with all your friends. Get on the telephone and call your friends. I'm telling you, this is imperative material. And if we can learn to trust in the restrainer, David, and I may get around to reading this, but David said, I am old, yet was I young, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor, his seed begging bread. David said that. I'm old, and yet was I young. Well, I'm old, and yet was I young too. But I can say with David, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Right now, this man is trusting fully in God. And I'm not just repenting for me. I'm repenting for you and for my nation and for the sin of the world. Because that is one thing that will bring the action of God in our behalf quicker than probably anything we could do, is repent of wickedness, repent of ungodliness, repent of wicked ways and wicked living. And you know, our world has become just absolutely overwhelmed with dark and wicked things. I mean, it's an immoral quagmire. It's an immoral pit. The world is. And God has to move. And God don't always just act. All He's got to do is pull back His hand. And the devil is the destroyer. And the devil moves right in. In the absence of God's restraining power, the devil moves in. Just like this. When the Holy Spirit has to restrain because of wickedness and godlessness, then Satan moves in and does his damaging, devilish, and dark work. And so, understand that, please. I'm just an old-fashioned man, an old-fashioned preacher, but I bring you what I learned from great men of God years ago. You know, I learned this. I dug it out, of course, but I dug it out to prove that what they was telling me was right. I dug it out to fill my mind with the truth of it from the Bible and not from another man's lips. I loved hearing it from their lips, but then I went to my Bible and got in the middle of it, and I learned. And I'm telling you, the restrainer is right now very powerfully ready to act in the behalf of a world that will repent. and turn from their wickedness. Remember that great scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray and seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways and pray and seek my face. One of those things they've not thought of is seeking his face. And I'm telling you, for you and for my audience and for my many friends and for the people that I minister to, I want to seek his face like I never have before. Now, we're going to talk about this restrainer, and I want you to listen. Please stop what you're doing if it's possible. Now, if you're working, of course, you can't stop, and then you'd be depriving your employer of your action. I don't want you to do that for me. No, but if you can listen and work, double task. I'm not good at that at my age, but maybe you are. Then let's talk about this and let's understand. Now, let me go back for a moment and tell you this is the last day I will be on WHVN radio. They are going out of business. I'm not stopping. They are stopping. I'm not moving. They're moving. And so this is my last day. And I'm telling everybody. Everybody, this right here is a radio and a television. And I was talking to a man this morning from Hong Kong, a missionary. He's in Michigan right now, but he usually calls me from Hong Kong. And he said, Brother Chambers, they don't call that a cell phone over in China. They call it a web. They call it the web because the web is on it. The whole internet is right here available to you with this cell phone. And I'm on the internet all the time. I'm on the internet, everything I do. I put it on the internet. You can go to paulcreek.org. There's many sermons, many radio programs, and you can go and enjoy them. And all you got to do is put paulcreek.org in this phone and then call us up. When you put paulcreek.org, you will call us up. It won't be a minute. You'll be right there. Last Sunday, when I was doing preaching over the internet, I went into the congregation and showed some of my people how to connect with their web and watch me from in there, sitting in here without the door being open, because they have it on their phone and you have it on your phone. And if you don't have one of them, you probably ought to get one. Yesterday or 2 days ago, the bank helped me put my banking on my phone. Now, you can't get in, so don't worry about it. They have security big time. But I'm telling you that phone will pick me up every Saturday. You won't be able to get me on WHVN because they won't be here. Are you listening to me? And you know, I love so many of you. You're special to me. I may get on something else. I haven't found anything yet that can air me live at 1 to 2 o'clock. I'm not going to go on something and it be taped and played later. You can do that on the web and on the Facebook. And so it's no use of me doubling what you can do yourself. So get with it and get used to it and go to this phone right now and call Paul and put in paulcreek.org. When our website comes up, you just roll it down. Don't turn pages now, just roll it down. It's long, and you get down a little ways, and you'll see a open Bible dialogue in a block about that size, maybe a little bit longer. Oh, and you punch on it. I mean, just tap into it, and immediately I will come right up on your web or on your cell phone, and you can listen right wherever you are. You may be working, and we're going to have listeners all over Charlotte we never had before, because you can get it on the web. And this is what everybody's going to big time. And if you're going to buy radio, buy this also at least. You can get Rush on either. And almost every radio station streams. They stream where you can get them on the internet. They stream. All you got to do is call and find out before they close. If you'd rather go there than on my web. If you go on our web, you'll see me. If you go on their web, you'll just hear me. That's the radio station. So, okay? So, God bless you. I love you. Well, they know you're calling WHV, and they're not gonna be streaming either. But you can stream other radio stations, wherever you're listening. Hey, friend, I'm here to tell you, we're in a dire situation in America, and I really believe it's because of our sins. But I believe God wants to hear us repent. And if we could get probably 20% of America on their faces repenting, on their faces repenting. I guarantee you this thing would turn around almost overnight. Are you listening to me? I've been praying. I've been praying for that virus to die. I've been believing God to kill that thing. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I know I'm going to be on my face for you and for the nation, especially USA, my nation, my country. I love America. I'm an American man to the core. I am. I love the other people all over the world. They're just as important to God as we are. But my responsibility is at home, here in my nation. And so I'm praying and I'm crying out to God. Now, let's understand what the word restrainer. Hear the word restrainer. R-E-S-T-R-A-I-N-E-R. Restrainer. That means he holds something back. He restrains something. He holds something at bay. He keeps something from going beyond the restraint, the level of restraint, or the place of restraint. And now you've got to understand these things and get them in your head. Satan can only operate in the midst of God's plan. Do you understand that? Satan, I want you to hear that. Satan cannot operate but in the midst of God's plans, according to God's plans. Now, he's have a lot of leeway, and when the restrainer is moved to heaven for 7 years, he'll have the greatest liberty he's ever had, and he will do the greatest damage he's ever done, but he's going to do all he can until then. And you need to depend on the restrainer. This is why the church world has got to get back to being a spirit-filled entity. The church must be filled with the Holy Spirit. The church must know and depend upon the powers of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost, we call him in the New Testament church, because he represents Jesus Christ. And anytime a spirit represents another, it becomes a ghost. Or at least the terminology of it becomes a ghost. I was studying that one time, and the Holy Ghost woke me up in the middle of the night and sent me to my study to start digging. And I dug out, why is the Holy Spirit, that's his original, that's his literal name, Holy Spirit, but in the New Testament church, we call him the Holy Ghost. And the reason simply is because he represents Jesus. The Holy Spirit doesn't represent himself in the New Testament church. He represents Jesus in the New Testament church. And that's why we call him, and the Bible calls him in the New Testament church, the Holy Ghost. Because he represents the Lord Jesus Christ. Anytime you talk about a ghost, it has to represent somebody that's a literal entity. And the Holy Spirit represents Jesus Christ. And we call him the Holy Ghost. Now, he's always on the limit. You got to hear me there. He's always on the limit. So don't you get to thinking he's going to turn this world into a total quagmire and destroy everything. He can't. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the Bible says. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. And oh, am I grateful for that? Am I grateful for that? Now, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is the power by which Satan is defeated. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross is the power by which the devil is defeated. He is held at bay. The Holy Spirit holds him at bay because he acts for Jesus Christ and the death of Christ on the cross. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost holds the devil at bay. The Holy Ghost holds the devil. He would destroy you in a minute. The Bible says, and Jesus said this in John 10. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. The thief, that's the devil, comes not but to kill and steal and destroy. But I am come, Jesus said, and that's verse 10 of John 10. I am come that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly. He wants you to have abundant. He don't want this mess we got. This mess we got is a result of the attack of the enemy, the work of the devil, the work of Satan, and the result of sin. And rebellion against God and the laws of God. Oh, when you understand that the Holy Spirit had to take the world in the day of creation, Genesis 1:1, and the Holy Spirit brought the world up out of darkness and utter emptiness, he can do it again. And he's going to do it again. Are you? You know, I get to thinking about what he's going to do. Do you understand that very shortly we're going to have the 1,000-year millennial reign on this earth? And everything of sin has got to be destroyed. Everything of human design has got to be eliminated. Everything of wickedness has got to be judged. Every act of wickedness has got to be brought to judgment. And God's going to do that. And this that's happening around us is just a picture, a little picture of it. And if you don't see it, and if you're not right with God, and this don't make you repent, then your head's not on right, friend. You need to get your head on right. You need to understand that this wickedness, your only protection is Jesus Christ. Remember what David said? I'm old, yet was I young. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You're living for God. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus. You're living a Holy Ghost-filled life. He's going to take care of you. I'm pointing my finger at you. He's going to take care of you, and he's going to watch over you through this dark time. I don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't know when it's going to end, but I know who is going to end it. And that's the mighty God, the mighty Christ, the mighty Spirit. It's going to end. Now, it may end in a great Holy Ghost revival, or it may end in a great rapture, and then just go right into 7 years of darkness like humankind has never seen. And then at the end of 7 years, he's coming back. We're coming with him. The saints of God's coming with him. We're going to set up his kingdom on this earth, and there won't be no coronavirus. I promise you, it won't even have a prayer. There will be no place it can touch this humankind when Jesus takes over and rules this earth. Now, you got to understand, when old Jericho marched into, when Joshua marched into Jericho, got the name wrong there, when Joshua marched into Jericho, you know who pulled them walls down? I'll tell you who pulled those walls down. The mighty Holy Ghost pulled those walls down. Joshua didn't do it, and his army didn't do it. They fell of their own, it appeared to everybody there, but it wasn't of their own. It was a mighty hand of God. See, the Holy Ghost has done that all through the centuries, all through 6,000 years. When God needs something to happen, he sends the Holy Ghost, and it happens. When the city of Sodom and Gomorrah was burned to ashes, it was a mighty action of God the Father sending his Holy Ghost to put a torch to that place because of their wickedness and their godliness. Now, thus the devil is only retained for you if you are blood washed. The devil can only be retained for you and against you as if you're washed in the blood. Do you understand? If you're not washed in the blood, you need to go right now. Find your place to pray. Our church will be open for prayer tomorrow. It won't be open for gathering. It'll be open for prayer, for people to come and go as they please. There'll be desanitizer in the lobby. Don't come in without desanitizing your hands. We're going to keep the place as clean as Clorox and other things can keep it. And we're going to make sure you have a safe place to come get on your knees and talk to God. I'll be on the internet. I'll be on this program right here. You'll be able to pick me up in your home and hear and have the morning service with me from 11 to 12. And again at 6, you'll be able to have two church services with me tomorrow right here on this or on your internet if that's what you look at in your home. Your internet will make it much bigger, of course, and that's altogether up to you, paulcreek.org. Are you getting me? I'm trying to say it over and over, paulcreek.org, PAWCREEK.ORG, not COM now, ORG, it is, not COM, but ORG, paulcreek.org, and you'll have it, and you, then next week, you can listen all week to sermons and radio programs, and you can get some food for your soul. You can get some food for your soul, and that's what I want you to do. Now, let's go to the Bible and talk a little bit about this restrainer, okay? I want you to get what the Bible says. I told you and showed you. You can read where Saul, when he was made the king of Israel, the first king, remember how the Holy Ghost came upon him and he prophesied? The Holy Ghost came on Saul before he backslid and prophesied. There's a lot of you out there, the Holy Ghost used to come upon you, but you've become cold and lukewarm, and you've left your first love, and now you're in a pickle with this darkness, with all this happening, and you are not even full of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, the Holy Ghost is a river of divine healing. The Holy Ghost is a river of divine grace. The Holy Ghost is a river of singing and praying. praising and honoring. You get in the power of the Spirit, and you can sing and shout in the middle of a hurricane. I mean, I'm telling you, that's what you need. Get back to God, please, I beg of you. Find you a place to pray, and pray till you pray through, until the mighty Holy Ghost comes upon you. I could not stand it if I didn't pray in the Holy Ghost every day. I've got to get lost in the Spirit every day. I got to get lost in the Holy Ghost on a regular basis. I'll never forget Brother David Boggs singing that song. I'm getting lost in the Holy Ghost. I'm getting lost in the Holy Ghost. I wish you were here, David, in case you're listening. I'd love to hear that song today. Listen, I want you to understand now. We're talking about the restrainer. And if you are full of the Holy Ghost, that means the restrainer is in you. If you are saved, if you are born again, there is a level of the Spirit's activity in you from the moment you are saved. Are you understanding that? There's no such thing as being saved and not having the Holy Spirit within. He comes in the moment you're saved. Now, he don't stay there if you don't welcome him and yield your life to Christ and go on and get full of the Holy Ghost. See, when you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit. When you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, he has you. When you're saved, now I want to say that again, when you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit. But when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost gives you utterance, and that's the evidence of it. When you experience that, then he has you if you live in it. A lot of people get a good experience and they walk off and don't even read the Bible for a week. Don't come back to church for Sunday night. A lot of people get all kinds of little experiences with God, but they don't go on. See, every experience you have with God is like a door in which you enter into that majestic place and that marvelous realm of God's wonderful activities. But once you enter in the door, at the moment you're born again, you don't just stand at the door and gaze at things from a distance. You don't just think about how good it is. You don't just think about what's out there. From the moment you get saved, you enter the door, then you move in with all your heart. You grow up in the Spirit. Read the Bible. Build up yourself on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost, the Bible said. The Bible said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow. Listen to that word, grow. Did you get that? G-R-O-W. You may grow thereby. How do you grow? You grow in the Bible. You grow in spiritual activities. You grow singing spiritual songs. You go praying till the Holy Spirit prays. You live in the Bible. That's the only way you're going to be a protected individual, is if you go on with the deep of God and mature and grow. And you say, I'm not a Pentecostal. Well, I'm not trying to make a Pentecostal out of you, but I sure would like to help you get filled with the Holy Ghost. That you go where you're welcome once you get filled with the Holy Ghost. But I want you to be full of His Spirit, and I want you to live in that part that comes the moment you're saved. Live in the Word. Live in the Word. Did you hear what I just quoted? The Bible makes it plain. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Then he said earlier, I want to quote a scripture I just quoted a while ago and didn't come out, but the Bible says we don't live by bread alone. That's Luke 4:4. We don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then as newborn babies, there it is, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow. G-R-O-W. That you may grow thereby. Oh, don't. There's so many Christians that are half-hearted and lukewarm and pew warmers, and they wonder why there's no joy. They wonder why they're scared to death with this virus running all over the country. I'm telling you, you need to be full of Jesus and full of the Word and full of the Spirit and living in the fullness of all that God's got. Don't go seeking the baptism, because I'm telling you, go just ask Jesus to have His way in all of you. Give your life to Him. Let Him take the Word and build you and grow you and build you and grow you. You ought to read back how many of the Methodists were full of the Holy Ghost, because they were mature. They sought sanctification and purity and holiness. And anytime you seek sanctification and purity and holiness with all your heart, you're going to grow. And you're going to get deeper and deeper and more happy and more happy and more anointed and more anointed. It's a wonderful life. You see, I've been in it 68 years. I've been in it 68 years. My daddy sold white lightning liquor, but when I found Jesus, I found heavenly white lightning. I mean, the white lightning I found, it makes you intoxicated, and you never get over being intoxicated as long as you live in it. Live in it. Live in it. Oh, I'm telling you some good things, and I got to go back to the Bible here. I want to go to 2 Thessalonians. I want to talk about this restrainer. This is very, very important, okay? Hey, the lines are going to be open. In fact, they already are. So if you in any way want to call me, let me get this where I can hear you. I would love to take questions and answers. Remember, for 49 years approximately, I've been on WHVN, 49 years. Are you listening, Brother Tom? 49 years, maybe a little less than that. I'm not sure the exact year I came on, but I know that quoted a scripture a while ago, and then Mr. Bucks, I got it. Mr. Bucks came to town, bought the station that Jimmy Swagger owned. I was on that station, and so as soon as he bought it, moved over behind the WBT radio there in a little building up above the ball field, and I went over there and I said, I want to do a program. I told him about OBD, Open Bible Dialogue. He said, it won't work, Reverend. I said, will you try it with me? He said, I sure will. And we tried it. Oh, yes, on Saturday, 1 o'clock, now, same time as right now. And it was beautiful. It worked like a charm. And so 49 years I've been right here. Isn't that amazing? 49 years. I'm 84 right now. What would I have been? I would have been 35. Can you believe that? I'd have been 35. Great. That's been a long time. It's been a wonderful ride. And I've loved every minute of you. Now, all of you that have called me in the past, why don't you call today just to say, I'm so glad you've been on these years or something like that. You're on my nerves and I'm glad you're going off. That's, you say that too. I'll let you. I don't mind that. I'm telling you, it's been my joy and I brought you the truth. Now, I got to get to the Bible. I'm talking so much here. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth. Now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Notice that. Now I know what withholdeth. I've been telling you, I've been warning you of the devil. I've been warning you of all of his powers. And so now I'm telling you, and now you know what withholdeth. That word withholdeth is the same as restraineth. What restraineth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. See, the devil was already at work back then. In Paul's day, when he wrote this, he said, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth will let. And notice that word, letteth. Withholdeth, letteth, restraineth. Three words all saying the same thing. You got me? Withholdeth, letteth, restraineth. All three words saying basically the same thing. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. See, the Apostle Paul is saying, now we're going to face evil. We're going to see it grow. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. He certainly taught that in his many scriptures. But he said it will be restrained until he is taken out of the way. There's going to be a restrainer. There's going to be a restriction. The devil can't cross this bloodline. The devil can't cross this line of resistance. And then he said, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power. With all power and signs and lying wonders. See, the devil in the tribulation period about to begin, we don't know the hour, we're just seeing a little evidence of it out there, a little smattering of it, just enough to let you know it's coming. You say, oh, I wouldn't have ever believed this would happen to America. You don't know nothing about what's going to happen after that rapture. So I'm bringing this to you today to tell you, you better get ready for the rapture. You better get ready to go up with Jesus when he comes. I was praying the other morning. I pray in here from 5:36 to 8:30, sometimes a little later, and just have a great time with God, just a wonderful time. And I was praying for the rapture. And then all of a sudden it struck me how many of my own loving kids, loving grands, are not ready for the rapture. And they would be left here. And if now is hell on earth and horror and sorrow and fear, what do you think it's going to be like when the restrainer is gone? The restrainer is still here. He's still here because I'm still here, and God's saints are still here. That restrainer cannot move until we move. Now, he won't be gone in totality. It will just be the centrality of his operation that will be moved. In the Old Testament, his central was in heaven. The New Testament church, the church is his central. In the tribulation period, heaven will again be his central center of operation, but his influence will be worldwide. It always will be. It always will be. Nobody could get saved in those 7 years if it wasn't that his influence is worldwide. So understand that. Very, very important. So we understand even him who's coming is after the working of Satan. That's the Antichrist. With all power and signs and lying wonders. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. I'm warning you that are unsaved. I'm warning you with all my heart, with a tender heart, with a tender passion. I'm warning you, don't get left when that rapture takes place. And don't think you're going to go living like the world. Don't think you're going to disappear from this earth at that rapture if you're cold and lukewarm, if you've left your first love. Don't think if you've compromised with the world and you live a worldly, careless life that you're going to go. You say, but I've been washed in the blood. There'll be a multitude of people that have been washed in the blood that'll be left here and have to repent and get cleaned up and get purified and sanctified during that tribulation period. And you say, I don't believe that. Well, I hope you don't take a chance. I mean, I warn you, the Bible is plain. The Bible is plain. Go read Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. And you're going to find, number one, he talks to the church at Ephesus and said, because you've left your first love, if you don't repent, I'm going to take your candlestick out. And then go to chapter 3, and he talks to the Laodicean church, and he says, you're neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. And he said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. There's no way to doubt when you read the Bible that the people who are lukewarm and indifferent and have let themselves get back in a cold backslid, maybe not totally, but at least to some great degree backslid, that are not going to go in the rapture. Ooh, I wish you'd believe me. I'm not preaching this to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm preaching this because I care. Because the passion of my heart is to help you go with Jesus when he comes. So here is the picture in the book of 2 Thessalonians. Read it for yourself. Chapter 2 of the restrainer. And what happens when the restrainer is gone. Listen. And with all deceivableness. Notice that word deceivableness. You say, oh, I would know and recognize it. That says people are going to be caught up with deceivableness. That sounds like there's going to be a multitude of them that want to know the truth but can't understand it. That wants to know what's happened but can't see it because they are deceived with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Now notice this, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now here I am talking the truth to you, and how much do you love it? I know I'm telling you the truth. Brother Chambers wouldn't dare get on this radio, internet, Facebook, wherever I'm being heard, and tell you something that I hadn't documented and found it strongly and powerfully and clearly in this Holy Bible. Oh, I wish you'd please go over there and reach and touch that share it button and share this with everybody. I wish I had 10,000 listening to me today. I really do, because I want you to see what's happening out there in this world is minute compared to what's about to happen when that rapture is gone, when that rapture is over, and when the saints of God are gone. I'm telling you, your little babies are going to need to be fed during that dark period, and they will not be gone. If mama and daddy is not saved, there's no way your babies will disappear in that rapture. The Bible makes that plain. He says, woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. And he says it twice in Matthew and Luke, Matthew 24, Luke 21. He says it. You go read it, and then you get yourself straightened out so that your little babies, I got five great grands, and I'm here to tell you it would break my heart. I guess once I went up in the rapture, he would give me grace to handle it, but I sure would want to be praying. I hope heaven is a place you can pray, because I sure would want to be praying for my grands and my grandbabies. Oh, I love them dearly. I'm telling you, folks, it's just this dark out there, and it's just this dreadful out there, and we've got to get ourselves ready to meet God. We really have. I cry out to you to get yourself ready to meet God. Let me see if there's any more. Remember now, the love of the truth. I got to go back and read that again. I love that passage. And it says it so clearly. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they love not the truth. Because they love not the truth. That's overwhelming. They received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. How are you saved? You're saved because you receive the love of this. You're saved because you take the Bible and you believe it and you get right in the middle of it. So I cry out to you, get yourself right. Get yourself right with God. I know that some will disagree with some of the things I'm saying, but I'm doing it out of my heart. And you say you'll get them overboard. Well, would you not rather they be overboard than underboard when the rapture takes place? My gracious, it's not overboard, though. I'm telling you now. Hallelujah. And that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. Listen, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but who had pleasure in unrighteousness. Do you have pleasure in unrighteousness? Do you have pleasure committing fornication? Do you have pleasure when you drink? Do you have pleasure when you cuss and lie and steal? Do you have pleasure when you live an unclean and worldly life? He said, because they had pleasure in unrighteousness and couldn't be saved. You can't be saved in love unrighteousness, okay? So now I'm begging you, there's a restrainer. And that restrainer doesn't wait till then. He restrains right now. The reason I've got peace and I'm sitting here with joy flooding out of me and crying out to you, praying this morning until it was just marvelous how the Spirit of God came down. Oh, I'm crying out for that river of Holy Ghost revival. I'm praying that this will wake the world up and so they'll hear God. God's going to talk. The Bible says that he'll show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And it goes on to say all of this before the notable day of the Lord's come. Before the notable day. That's when he comes back to set up his kingdom at the end of 7 years. He comes back, boy. It will be cleaned up before then. And we'll reign on this earth and have a kingdom of righteousness. It will be utterly breathtaking. It will be utterly and absolutely breathtaking. Oh, what a day. What a day. What a day. Oh, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. I cry out to you, don't miss it. The coming of the Lord is at hand. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Well, you know who the restrainer is, do you? Does everybody know who the restrainer is? Are you conscious of that? Can you accept that and let me move on and make sure I help you understand some things a man, a woman full of the Holy Ghost can overcome what's happening right now? I believe that we are healed by the ministry and the river of the Holy Spirit that flows through God's church, through God's people. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the healer. And his Holy Spirit is the agent of that healing. And you allow the Holy Spirit to fill you. And you'll have a defense against whatever comes against you. Are you saying the sick don't get, saints don't get sick? No, I'm not saying that at all. But they get healed. if they really believe, they get healed. I'm convinced of that. You say, well, he was an old, beautiful man, got sick and died. Well, everybody's going to die one of these days. And so I'm going to leave that in God's hands. I'm not even going to mess with that at all. I'm ready to go when he's ready for me. Sometimes I'm ready right now. I look at so much of what's happening. Look at so much what's taking place. Now, I want you to understand that the restrainer is at work right now. The restrainer is at work right now. Everything is held at a certain level all over the globe. And if I could get Holy Ghost filled people praying with all their heart for the restrainer to move forth with great power, we would see this thing kind of narrow down and disappear. We really would. So would you start praying for the restrainer to push back these dark things, to push back these evil, destructive powers, to push them back? You need, every Christian ought to be praying that. I'm crying out to you, pray. See, the Holy Spirit is a restrainer, but he don't just float around doing things that nobody asks him to do. He has to have people. He uses us. He moves through us. He moves through godly men and godly women. He moves through godly mamas and mama and godly dads. He even moves through godly teenagers who get full of the Holy Ghost. Now, this great river that's coming, it will either come before the rapture or it will come after the rapture, and this is where people will be saved by multitudes in that dark tribulation period. Now, it's going to be hell on earth. It ain't going to be easy. And getting saved in that tribulation period is going to be putting your life on the line. You got to be willing to die. If you get saved after the rapture, you got to be willing to die to get saved. Because as soon as you announce or as soon as you show that you've been saved, they're going to come after you and destroy you. And if you don't believe they are, read Revelation chapter 6. Read Revelation chapter 6. I think I'll go there. There's so much I want to read, and I can't get it all in. And this is my last time on WHBN. I feel like squalling. I feel like squalling. Oh, I've loved you, my friends, all over this area. Great day. What a crowd of friends I've got. And you need to be helping me now. We in for troubled times. I've never said much about money and the need. I usually just my wife and I would give all we had and keep things going. And many times you could have helped me and didn't. Well, now with this virus going around, I'm probably going to need your help, because I'm going to stay on the internet, and I'm surely going to stay on radio stations wherever they want me or can pick me up off of the internet. And I'm surely going to be on Facebook, the Lord willing, and nothing stops me. You pray for God to protect me and not let something stop me, okay? Let me take you to Revelation chapter 6 and give you just a little picture of the hell on earth that's going to come at that time. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven, and the stars of heaven fell from upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and hill was moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the mighty men, and the chief captains, every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in dens and in the caves of the mountains. People began to hide themselves in the dens and in the caves of the mountain, and said to the mountains and to the hills, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the face of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now that's what starts immediately after the rapture. Read chapter 6, Revelation, yourself, and that's what starts immediately after the rapture. Now, I'm telling you, that's when the restrainer moves his centrality from the earth to the throne room. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 4, where you see the seven spirits of God around the throne of God in heaven. That's because no longer is there centrality on earth, but now the centrality is in heaven. But their influence is worldwide. You see, the Holy Spirit has an influence that covers the whole globe. There's no way to end or limit or to eliminate the influence of the Holy Spirit. But you can influence the centrality of his operation and what he's done. Now, I want to open the lines. I hope I could spend these next 15 minutes talking about this subject. Now, don't change the subject on me. There's something totally different. This is too important. I want you to understand the number to call is 704-391-0588. I have to think myself. I'm sorry about that. But you know, when you're a human being, sometimes there's limitations. There you are. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. So you call right now. I would like to talk with as many as can call me in these 14 minutes of time. And I want to tell you now while you're calling, you got to learn to operate this and go to the web, paulcreek.org, and pull down and you'll hear the same program. You'll see the same program right here on your little phone from now on, okay? In the Charlotte area, until I find a station as God may lead, as God may direct. I'm seeking His will. I'm seeking the will of God. But you call and let me hear from you, okay? And I'll do my best. And you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, yeah, God bless. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not doing that great myself. I'm pretty depressed right here.
Well, it will depress you. Are you saved?
I am not saved.
You're not saved?
I am saved, but I am not saved.
You are sick, but you're not. You are not saved, but you're not sick. Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Well, why don't you get on your face and get yourself right with God, man? The blood of Jesus is ready to wash you from your sins, but you got to repent and turn from them. That's all you got to do is go to Jesus. And if you've made up your mind now, you can't play no games with this and tell him you are a sinner and you're sick of them and you're turning from them and you believe him to take his blood and wash you and make a clean believer out of you. And I'm going to serve you. I'm going to get in my Bible and I'm going to serve God. Are you ready to do that?
Well, I like to suck penis, though.
You like to what?
I like to suck penis.
You know, I don't understand what you said. You'd like to do what?
I like to suck penis.
Well, I tell you one thing. You need to go to Jesus with all your heart. And so I'm going to pray for you, okay? I'm going to pray for you. Give us a call, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'm not sure what the gentleman said, but it sounded like he was putting me off, but I'll leave that with him and God. Just pray for him. I don't want nobody to be lost. There's no such thing as me wanting somebody to be lost. So grab your phone. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Do you know there is a host of people out there that nothing can make them turn to Christ? That nothing can turn them around. They seem to be set in concrete that I'm going to live like I please. I'm going to do what I want to. I'd rather have the play. And it's going to get rough. And this man said he was depressed. Well, I can understand. I would be terribly depressed if I didn't know Jesus. I'll grab your phone. I would like to have several calls, 704-391-0588. Please call and talk seriously about what we're dealing with. It's ugly out there. I don't know how bad it's going to get before it gets better. I just know you can have the restrainer living in you and restraining all the darkness. You could have the healer. He's the healer. He'll heal you. He'll work miracles in your life. He is mighty to save. He's mighty to deliver. And so give me a call. I'm not going to wait if you don't want to call. I know it used to be you couldn't answer all the calls. And now it's not like that anymore because we've lost our excitement about the Bible. It used to be the Bible was so important to people. I mean, you get them talking about the Bible, and they just literally go crazy over it. Because the Bible was just so important to them. Now, I want to go to Matthew. I want to read you something here I hope will get your attention. It's later than you realize, my friends. It really is. And so I'm crying out to you. Well, I thought I had Matthew ready to come up there, and I will find it, okay? So just be patient with Brother Chambers. Here we go. Matthew 24. I want you to understand that what you are watching and what you're seeing is a perfect fulfillment of the Bible. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. How many know we're in the days like it was with Noah? Does anybody out there know that? Does anybody out understand that? The same wickedness? Read the whole chapter, Matthew 24, Luke 21. It'll tell you all about it. It'll tell you everything that was happening and how terrible it was. And he even made the statement, shall the Son of Man find faith when he comes? The faith of the church world has fallen out the bottom. And the church world is involved in so much and so many things. And what do you find? A church full of the Holy Ghost, where the Spirit of God is moving, and men and women are repenting of their sins and an altar weeping before God. What do you find? A moving of the Spirit, where the gift of prophecy is at work, and the gift of tongues and interpretation is at work, and where the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Where do you find a place where those wonderful fruit of the Spirit is manifest? Well, I'm waiting for your call. I believe I see a call here on line two. You on the air. May I help you, please? Nope, nobody there. I guess they hung up. I'm sorry about that. I'm watching now. Call right back, and I'll keep my eyes open here. I want so much to help you and to be a blessing. It will be in my heart to be a blessing to you. I promise you that. It'll be in my heart to be a blessing to you. And I can't see why that won't click on there, but it doesn't. All right. Give us a call. We'll do our best to help you. Okay? We'll do our best. Call us 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Somebody's talking on the voicemail. And I'm sorry I didn't detect that. So give us a call. 704-391-0588. I will do my best to be a blessing to you. I promise you, now they're gone. You can call 704-391-0588. Now, I want to tell every one of you, we will not have a service tomorrow, but we are inviting people to come here and pray. No meeting, no gathering, just come in the sanctuary, find you a place to pray. There's a place to sanitize your hands right here as you come in the door. Everybody must do that. We'll keep this place sanitized, I promise you, so clean and clear. I mean, we're doing that with our school kids as they come to get their materials, and their mamas and daddies come to get their material, and my teachers are working to keep school going, and they're doing a tremendous job. They really are. Thank God for Paul Quick Christian Academy staff. I love them. And if God will help me, we'll keep it going right on to the end of the school year, if that's what we have to do. But we hope it'll be over any day. That's what we're praying for. We're praying for the restrainer to push it back. We're praying for the restrainer to push it back. And we're depending on him. And we're trusting him. So tomorrow, you can come here and find a place to pray. There'll be offering plates on the communion table if you want to pay a tithe or give an offering. I mean, you say, you just need money. Well, we want to carry on. We want to keep this place open. We want to keep these doors open. We want to pay the light bills. We want to keep on being on these internets. There's a lot of things we want to keep moving, and we're depending on our family and friends to keep us moving, and school the same. We're depending on keeping the kids studying at home on computers. But we still will have to have the monies to pay my teachers. And so help me. Be a part of it with us, will you? Will you be dedicated to it? I hope God will help you be dedicated to it, because we're going to be depending on it. We're going to be calling on God, and we're going to be doing everything we know to do. And I'll be right here tomorrow at 11 o'clock talking to you right over this computer, streaming right out there to you. And you won't have us on radio now tomorrow. It'll have to be internet or your cell phone. I promise you, 11 o'clock, internet or your cell phone. And again, at 6, we'll have two services tomorrow. We'll worship God, singing, praising, magnifying God. I promise you, I'm going to make it spiritual, and I'm going to be anointed of the Holy Ghost, and we're going to have church together. You hear me? We're going to have church together, and I want you listening, every one of you. If your church is not on, if you want a Holy Ghost-filled place, oh, the hour is determined. We've got to have this mighty restrainer. Do you understand? If there's no move of the Holy Ghost in your life or in your church, you have nothing to restrain the enemy. If there's no moving of the Holy Ghost, there's no activity of the Holy Ghost in your life, in your church, in the radio, whatever you're in, whatever you're doing for spiritual purpose, it's got to be by the Spirit. It's got to be anointed by the Holy Ghost. He's the restrainer. I'm not the restrainer. The choir is not the restrainer. Great preachers are not the restrainer. Great sermons are not the restraining power. It's the Holy Ghost upon all of that. The Holy Ghost upon our music, the Holy Ghost upon our sermon, the Holy Ghost upon the testimony, the Holy Ghost upon the worship. He's the restrainer. I believe you understand in that. I'm telling you, it's the restrainer. It's the restrainer. Well, I got a call here. I hope I hadn't lost it. Well, I lost it. I got busy. Please hang up and call me back. I'm so sorry. I really am. I'm enjoying bringing you the message, and so I'm going to start watching for this phone here. Okay? Do you mind me doing that? I hate to look like I'm a dummy sitting here looking at this phone all the time, but no other way can I know and get a call when you can. So when you call now, I will be watching. And so both of you that called and I missed you, please forgive me and call. I'd love to have you on. I got about 4 minutes here, and I'll take your call, and I'll enjoy talking with you, okay? So I'm going to kind of wait on you, and listen to me now, the restrainer is mighty. He is the Holy Ghost. The restrainer is the Holy Ghost. And I'm watching the phone in case I get a call. I'm going to know it immediately. I believe I see one. You're on the air. May I help you, please? No? That must have been one that was on a while ago. Give us a call now, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. And I know I missed a couple of calls, and you know, I'm dead set in this message that I'm bringing to you. It's later than you think. It's a dark hour, friend. It's a dark hour, friend, and the coming of the Lord is at hand. The coming of the Lord is at hand, and I want so much to be a blessing to those out there and help you make sure you're right with God. Would you get saved now? Would you come to Christ even now while I'm sitting here talking to you? Would you give your life to Him? Would you repent of your sins? Would you tell Him, I'm turning from my sins? I'm turning from my sins. I'm turning to Jesus Christ. Can you say that to Him? And do it with all your heart, and He's ready to save you. Well, I got time for one or two calls, and I would love to talk. I love you. WHVN friends, God bless you. I love every one of you. Every one of you that have helped through the years to give funds and help me. Every one of you. Come tomorrow. Everybody out there is welcome to come walk in these doors. Go find your place to pray. And then go back home. Don't gather. There won't be no gathering. I won't let you do that. If you start gathering, I will stop it, because I'm going to live by what the president said, no more than 10. And so I'll do my level best. I'll do you on the air. May I help you, please? Well, that must be another one. Well, you know what? If I missed it all, you know why? Because I don't have a lady here. I would not dare brought somebody out in this. I'm doing it myself. But I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I want to have prayer. Father, I come to you for all of my friends out there, all across the radio world, all across the internet world, all across Facebook, people watching and looking on a little cell phone in Australia or New Zealand or China. I pray for them. I pray for healing in the bodies. We will believe and we will see mighty miracles of healing. I know that. I'm looking for mighty miracles of healing. Mighty miracles of healing. We're praying and believing for miracles that we've never seen. And we know we will see them, God. And we know that river of Holy Ghost revival is coming. We know it's coming. I pray it will come before the rapture, if it pleases you, Father. I'm looking for the rapture any moment. We may go out of here today. And if we do, it'll be wonderful. But Father, I'm still praying. I'm praying for the revival that continues after the rapture and the multitudes that get saved in the hell of that period. I claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. I claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. I claim it for His honor and for His glory and His praise. I love you, friend. I love you very much. I trust that you will be somewhere praying tomorrow. It's very important that you be somewhere praying tomorrow, that you get somewhere on your knees, and this sanctuary will be open. The doors will be open. It'll be sanitized. It'll be comfortable. You cannot gather, but you can come and pray, okay? No gathering, just praying. Just find you a place to talk to God, and then go back home. I understand they are not bothering anybody's voice, arresting anybody for being on the roads. That was on the radio yesterday, I'm told. I didn't hear it, but you check it out for yourself. Don't take my word. You just come if you feel safe in coming and find you a place to pray. You want to get saved? That's one thing I will help you with. We'll have some people here that will help you give your heart to Christ. I wouldn't doubt if a bunch of people don't get saved tomorrow. If I were you and I wasn't saved, I'd sure be getting saved. I mean, in a hurry. God bless you. Got to go. You're wonderful. I love you. You're special to me. May God's joy and love be yours right on to the end. He is coming any moment, and I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready. God bless you.
When my Jesus I shall see.
Oh, what a day.
When I look
upon that face.
Upon his face.
The one that saved. Bless my friend. I cry aloud.
And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through
the promised land.
The promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. And there is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, and no more tears to fill our eyes. And all is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day. Sick.